And let us pray. Most holy God, grant that what we speak with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may practice in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Despite all the suspicious information we can encounter these days, every once in a while, something circulates online that communicates a rare kind of truth. I've come across such a truth multiple times over the last month or so. This truth. Who knew that the hardest part of being an adult is figuring out what to cook for dinner every single night for the rest of your life until you die? Preach, right? Yeah. Thank you. Now, maybe it's because I don't really love to cook, or maybe it's because I sometimes have a hard time making simple decisions once evening hits, but this resonates with me deeply and completely. That this decision needs to be made every single day in our household, not just for vegetarian me, but for two other people, one of whom is a rather picky toddler. It's just too much sometimes. And I know some of you out there are probably thinking, Pastor Jenny, the answer is meal planning. Well, I applaud those of you who manage to plan meals a week or so out, and we should probably try that in our house. But for now, I choose instead to be overwhelmed by the daily grind of supper-related decision-making. Now, in reality, the hardest part of being an adult is not, in fact, figuring out what to have for dinner every night in perpetuity. Adulthood brings with it challenges that are much more expansive than this. The hardest things about being an adult are the things that come with being a grown-up. Because, of course, being a grown-up has very little to do with one's status as an adult. Being a grown-up is about much more than reaching a particular legal age. This weekend, we are in week 3 of our series entitled Growing Up, Putting an End to Childish Ways. The first week of the series, we considered that part of growing up, part of becoming spiritually mature, is learning that life is not about you. It's about God, about God's will and God's dreams. Last week, we explored the idea that another critically important part of growing up is learning to hear and to say no. This is about accepting disappointment with grace. It's about understanding we don't always get our way. It's about learning we need to say no to some things in life in order to say yes to other more important, more faithful things. Today, we consider a third lesson for growing up, that part of growing up and becoming spiritually mature is learning to live beyond yourself. And the words of James chapter 2 that we heard read a bit ago are the perfect words from Scripture for this message. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. Strong words from the biblical writer James. Faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. And dead faith is really not faith at all. I mean, we worship a resurrected Savior. Our faith is for life. Our faith should be evident in our own lives. Yes, God's grace and our faith in Jesus saves us, but what good is that salvation if we keep it to ourselves and if we fail to extend God's loving presence to others? Not only is life not about us, life is about sharing the love and light of Christ with others. Faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. A couple of months ago, I made a plan with Pastor Mike Flowers that he would be here at McCabe this weekend to be our guest preacher, to preach about this week's theme of learning to live beyond yourself. However, Mike and his wife Libby live and work among the people of the Spirit Lake Nation as the directors of our United Methodist Spirit Lake Ministry Center. By Thursday morning of this week, it seemed clear that the weather would prevent them from getting to Bismarck for the weekend, so we made alternate plans. McCabe has put works to our own faith by supporting the Spirit Lake Ministry Center in multiple ways over the years, with Christmas offering money that enabled them to buy convection ovens for their growing meal ministry, with more money to purchase a fountain drink machine to assist with that same meal ministry, with volunteers from our choir to help paint buildings at the ministry center, and of course, with hundreds of shoebox gifts every fall to support the shoebox Christmas ministry they coordinate. Had Pastor Mike and Libby been able to be here live and in person this weekend, Mike would have preached his own message on the words of James chapter 2. Words about how faith without works is dead. Words about how our faith has to show by the way we live and give. Mike also would have updated us live and in person about the worship service they started at the ministry center. Since he couldn't be here live and in person, I am so thankful the Dakotas Conference of the United Methodist Church produced a video last spring about that very worship service.
We got a great donation from a family in Arthur, North Dakota to refurbish this beautiful old Quonset hut. And during that construction, I looked at the guy that was helping to build our contractor, and I said, you know, I can preach from here. And so it went from being the dining hall for the volunteer mission team to being the sanctuary for the worshiping community. We as a congregation name ourselves the Journey at Spirit Lake. And so we have a name now, and people are coming to the Journey to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Dakota name for the Journey means spirit walk. And so we're all together walking this walk to find the Spirit, to find God in everything that we do. It's not quite so traditional, yet we're still worshiping in kind of a traditional way. We have a young man that comes every once in a while and will smudge for us. And so the folks that want to be smudged can be smudged before worship. And so we're trying to incorporate as much of the Native American culture with our worship as we can so that people are comfortable coming here learning about our friend Jesus Christ.
I love the kids. They are everything. And so to watch them grow, it's really fantastic. And they get so excited over just the simplest things. They listen, they're like little sponges, and they just make me grow so strong in my faith.
We've had baptisms, we've had weddings, I tell you, the babies and the adults that have been baptized here have just amazed me in their renewed strength in seeking God through their commitment to Jesus and the baptism.
Well, around here there's a lot of church people around, like a lot of people go. Yeah, a lot of people come to this one. It's pretty fun to be here.
It's improving a lot.
It's so welcoming here. The welcome everyone has, you know. So there's no judgment. I think that makes people feel welcome.
Having a worship community here has really brought people closer together here on the reservation in our community.
Well, When McCabe offered some significant financial support to the Spirit Lake Ministry Center nearly 5 years ago, a regular worship service like what we just saw was simply a dream of Pastor Mike and Libby's, a dream of God's, a dream that has now come true thanks to the generosity of so many. Had Mike been here live and in person this weekend, he would have gone on to tell us what has happened at the Spirit Lake Ministry Center in the months since that video was produced. Thankfully, we have the next best thing, another video that was recorded in the last 48 hours just for us. It is not as beautifully produced as the previous video, but it's worth it to hear from Mike himself about how things are going at the Spirit Lake Ministry Center.
Hi everyone, Pastor Mike here from the Spirit Lake Ministry. Libby's working the camera, so she'll be off camera today. Thank you for allowing us to come to you in this form. The weather out here is just horrendous, and I hope that everybody there is safe. Thank you for your support of our ministry. We have done some marvelous things because of the way that you help us. I know by now that you've seen the video that the conference put on about our worship services, The Journey. And I'd like to give you a little bit of an update of what we've done since that video. We continue to worship, and we are now worshiping about 45. As with any church, if everybody would show up at the same time, I think we'd have 65 or 70 here listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd like to also thank you for your support for Shoebox Christmas. I know that for many years you have been a drop-off point and have gone through our shoeboxes so that they're age-appropriate and have appropriate items in them, and we appreciate that so much. It saves us a tremendous amount of time. This year, we expect around 5,500 shoeboxes to go out to six different reservations here in the Dakotas and Minnesota. I can tell you that as we watch the children open their shoeboxes, the smiles that come to their faces when they see the goodies and the things that have been put in those boxes would warm your heart. And we'd love to thank you for doing the things that you do for us. Those will be picked up again this November, around the 18th or 19th. And so, again, thank you for being so generous in your time and with the space that you take up in your church for those shoebox Christmas gifts. This year, last summer, we added a position to our summer staff. And we added a gentleman, his name's Logan. He came to us from Florida. Yeah, can you imagine that, from Florida? He was cold for the first 3 weeks of the summer. It was quite comical to watch. But Logan took our program, our children and youth program, to a different level. And what an amazing thing it was to see. During our summer jam, we had about 35 children that came and participated in having lunch and then going through a supervised vacation Bible school experience, sharing the love of Jesus Christ with all those who came, and then they had supervised play. For the youth group, we had the youth come in the evenings and have supper with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Logan grew that group from 8 people to the most we had was 23 in just 3 weeks. He's like the Pied Piper of youth. And we were so pleased and happy to have him here. He had a tremendous impact on our children and youth. I'd like to introduce Logan to you now. We are going to be having Logan with us throughout the year, and I'd like for him to tell you some of the plans that he has for this coming year.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm Logan Martin, and I'm very, very excited for this opportunity. This summer was amazing. It was very easy to fall in love with the kids, and that's why I'm here. This year, we plan on Tuesday night Bible study. That's for preteens, and then every Sunday afternoon, we hold a youth group for 13 to 18 year olds. And then we plan on doing 2 days a week. We're going to have a tutoring program, after school program. That involves tutoring and faith-driven team-building activities. So once again, I'm just very excited to be here.
And we're so happy that Logan has chosen to stay here with us. When it first started snowing, Logan was excited. And then the wind came. And I know that Logan is so excited about the snow now. But thank you so much for your support. We are doing the best we can with the things that God provides. And without your support over the past and into the future, we wouldn't be able to share the love of Jesus Christ with as many people as we do. McKay, we thank you from the bottom of our heart for the great things that you have done for us. Have a blessed day and a blessed year.
I think Mike had to do some driver's education when the snow started falling with Logan. But what amazing good news, right? That not only is there now a regular worshiping community at the Spirit Lake Ministry Center, but that their children's and youth ministries have grown to the point that they needed to hire an additional staff person to be their youth director. Talk about one of God's dreams coming true. But holy dreams like that, they do not come true by magic. They come true by human dreams that coincide with holy dreams. They come true by human work and by those who are willing to partner with and to support those dreams. This past summer, Pastor Mike approached me asking if McCabe would consider being such a partner by putting $5,000 a year for 3 years toward this new youth director position. I knew I couldn't make such a decision on my own, so I offered the opportunity to the finance committee within our board of directors. After some faithful conversation, they recommended that we offer that financial support. Our board voted yes, and when that vote was cast, I was so grateful and proud. I just absolutely love the many and varied ways that we have been able to support the Spirit Lake Ministry Center throughout my time serving with you here at McCabe. Friends, things, they haven't always been easy for us, financially or otherwise, and things will not always be easy for us, but for various reasons, we find ourselves in a healthy financial position right now. And so we have the wonderful opportunity to be, as one of our finance committee members recently said, prudently optimistic. The $15,000 we are committing to the youth director position at Spirit Lake Ministry Center, it's surplus from 2018. And you should know that as we have made the commitment to give $15,000 of our surplus to help fund a youth director position at Spirit Lake, our board of directors is also planning to build into our 2020 budget funding for our own part-time youth director. We had to remove that paid position a year and a half ago because funds were too tight, but time and circumstance changes things. Our collective financial gifts to McCabe made it possible for us to support not only our own budget and ministries, but to think beyond ourselves in a way we hadn't been able to do for a couple of years. It seems like perhaps we've grown up together a bit in the last couple of years. And see, when we grow up, when we mature spiritually, and when we learn that we are meant to live beyond ourselves and our own families, not only do our hearts expand, and not only do others benefit from our gifts, but God's dreams come true. Those holy dreams coming true look like a worship service and a new youth director position at the Spirit Lake Ministry Center. They look like shoebox Christmas gifts rolling in here at McCabe. Those holy dreams that look like us being able to offer financial support outside of our walls, even as we continue to expand ministries within. We're now entering into a couple of weeks of specific and prayerful focus on financial giving. As we do so, my hope and prayer is that when we make our own decisions about financial giving, we'll keep in mind the invitation to live beyond ourselves, to put faith and works together, and to partner in helping to make God's dreams come true.